Job chapter 5. Call, I pray thee. Is there any that answereth thee? And to which of the holy ones wilt thou turn? For vexation killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the simple. I myself saw the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate, and there is no deliverer. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh even out of the thorns, and the snare gapeth for his substance. For evil cometh not forth from the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground. For man is born to trouble, as the sparks fly upwards. But as for me, I will seek unto God, and unto God commit my cause, who doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain on the face of the earth, and sendeth waters on the face of the fields, setting up on high those that are low, and mourners are exalted to prosperity. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, and their hands carry not out the enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the wily is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope at midday as in the night. And he saveth the needy from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath what he hopeth for, and the unrighteous stoppeth her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore, and bindeth up. He woundeth, and his hands make whole. He will deliver thee in 6 troubles, and in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he will redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and thou shalt not be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, and of the beasts of the earth thou shalt not be afraid. For thou shalt be at league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tent is peace, and thou wilt survey the fold, and miss nothing. And thou shalt know that thy seed is numerous, and thine offspring as the herb of the earth. Thou shalt come to the grave in a ripe age, as a shock of corn is brought in its season. Behold this, we have searched it out, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it for thyself.